James Carlton has the news headlines.
That's right, Fran. And Frank Lowy has broken his silence over the crisis engulfing FIFA. The chair of Football Federation Australia says no bribes were paid by Australia in that failed bid to secure the World Cup. Frank Lowy says he's prepared to cooperate with a Senate inquiry. He's already provided documents to the Australian Federal Police, and he's defended that $500,000 payment, which was supposed to be for football development in Trinidad and Tobago, but ended up in the pocket of disgraced former FIFA official Jack Warner. Frank Lowy says Australia ran a clean bid, but it's now clear Australia never stood a chance.
I'm not the best loser in the world, you know? And I have nightmares about all the work that we did, and we didn't get anywhere, you know? It's not usual that in my career, although I've had some other failures in my 50-odd years of career, and I just got to get over them and get on with it, and not to blame others for it. I take the responsibility and I take the blame. I should have known better.
Football Federation of Australia Chairman Frank Lowy. That's just part of an interview with David Spears. He was in New York, Frank Lowy, speaking on Sky News. It'll be broadcast in full later in the day, where we'll hear Mr. Lowy address directly those allegations of Australian involvement in the bribery of Jack Warner. The Fairfax Press: Abbott faces party backlash. It's a same-sex marriage warning. In the Sydney Morning Herald: PM threatened over same-sex marriage. Right-wing revolt. Abbott reminded of Turnbull's spill. Conservative government MPs say same-sex marriage is not inevitable and have warned Tony Abbott that he faces a savage internal backlash over the issue, likening it to the devastating split over the ETS that cost Malcolm Turnbull the Liberal leadership, you'll recall, back in 2009. We have forced rehab in WA. Meth addicts could face mandatory treatment program. Open secrets in Tasmania. The state government to overhaul the right to information laws. The Courier Mail in Brisbane has Tony's good food guide. Government acts on truth in labelling. Jihadi's quest for dirty bomb in the Australian. Fran mentioned it. Bishop says Islamic State raiding hospitals, research centres for radioactive material. And the Financial Review: spouses and doctors lose tax breaks. There've been secret bipartisan talks between Labor and Liberal, and according to sources, they've both agreed to abolish the dependent spouse tax offset to save the budget about $300 million over 4 years. That's the tax break that enables people to claim an offset if their spouse has a very low income. Basically, it's for spouses who don't work. That's the papers, Frank.
Thanks very much, James. It's 6:10 on Breakfast.